Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic live around the world. And let's see, am I late? Oh, a couple minutes. Sorry to be late, folks. Funny thing happened to me on the way to the studio. The only thing is, I can't remember what it was. Anyway, hope everybody's doing good out there. Inner Sight, and you know, our great day in May coming up is going to be phenomenal. Today we got the support from one of the biggest bus companies in the country, and one of the oldest. My good friend at the Suffolk Bus spoke. I spoke to the vice president today, and they had a meeting this afternoon. I don't know what they talked about, but they said the meeting was about supporting a day for Milton. So it's a glorious, glorious step forward. I want to thank John Corrado, Tommy McAteer, and all the guys, all the execs over there. All right, Inner Sight, May 19th, Bellport Brewery, a day for Milton. We're expecting a lot of people. Well, you know, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to go way out on a limb. And the way things are going, and it's still early, you know, we've gotten a great response on the Twitter. We had over 1,200 people respond. That means a lot of people are watching the show.
Hi, Frank.
And I'm going to predict that we're going to have 5,000 people at our event.
Oh, wow. How are we going to get them all there?
Now, the place only holds 75.
I don't know how we're going to do that.
The outside seating, I don't know, maybe holds 50 more. I don't know.
It's 150.
we're gonna do it. One way or another, we're going to, I mean, if we have to, the last minute, if we have to get the ballpark, we'll do it. Somebody will come to our rescue. You see, that'll make a great news story. If we get 5,000 people and we don't have a big enough hall, I bet you any money, somebody will come forward and say, come and use our hall.
Right. True.
People like to be around success.
Oh, yeah. That makes me happy. Makes me happy.
And the success here is Milton.
Oh,
Milton.
Yeah,
everything is Milton. The day for Milton.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. And I think that's what people love about it. You know, it's not asking them for money.
Mm-mm.
It's just asking them to come out and support the day for Milton. Bring your dog if you have one.
I got to find one.
Bring a puppy.
Puppy, you know.
All right, Inner Sight, May 19th, 11 to 2, Brewery Hall, 14 Station.
It's Station
Avenue,
Road.
Right?
No, Road.
Station Road, all right, Station Road. 14 Station Road in Bellport.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Mm-hmm.
Manhattan Neighborhood Network .org. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And, of course, all the channels thereof in Manhattan. 1997. RCN 84, Verizon 35. You can get the show on all those channels.
Yeah, which is great.
So we're like on four venues at the same time.
Oh, yeah, I would say
so. From Milton.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday night, 9:30 local, Channel 20. And I want to thank all our friends who have been helping to promote this, you know. The Bean Coffee Shop is another one. Great people over there. Silo sent me an email. And they said
they
keep revising the website.
Schedule. Yeah, it's great.
You know, every week.
Yeah.
To make sure that it's up there, and we greatly appreciate that. And
yes, we
Joe
do.
Joe Delgado from Silo, Jose, his name is Jose, will be one of the speakers.
Yes, he will be.
Olga Murray, another one, former
district attorney.
Assistant district attorney.
Okay. I didn't know that.
And let's see. We've invited John Corrado to speak, so we'll
wait and see.
And we have reached out to Eyewitness News to see if we can get a MC person, an anchor person. My good friend Michelle can't do it, but she's going to try to find us somebody.
Which is great. She told you?
Yeah, you got that text from her, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
All right, Inner Sight.
Sounds like a... I'm sorry.
Open mic. And sounds like what?
I said it sounds like she wants to... I told her about a Long Island crew. And then she said to me, that sounds like a great idea, just like that. So I don't know what she meant by that. I got to find out.
Well, maybe we should get him to do the story.
I'm hoping. It'd be great.
We need an MC.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry.
What? I can't hear you.
If she gets assigned, you know, to actually do it, I guess they could bring her and take her back, you know?
Well, I don't know. She does New Jersey, the last I checked.
Yeah.
She doesn't do Long Island.
Yeah, she does New Jersey a lot.
So, I'm sure they have a reporter who covers Long Island. Her girlfriend, Dawn, used to cover Long Island. I don't know if she still does. You know, sometimes they switch people around, you know.
Yeah, I know. Every time I take a look at Milton's face and
we'll
him, he's in the harness and everything, he was a perfect dog. They didn't have to do that, really. You know?
Well, he was an angel.
Yeah, he was.
You know?
He did a good job, and they made it sound like he was going to, you know, it wasn't going to be good or whatever the case may be. I get real fed up when people do that. It's not right.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there in New Jersey, and good friends. We thank them so much for all their support.
Yeah,
Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And check it out. That's the email. And, of course, 609-388-7004, the phone number at the Big East Akita Rescue. Brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, the open mic. Gary, dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it. 631-484-3085, my buddy Gary over there. Check him out. Brought to you by Silo, our good friends. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. And we thank them for their support and for their advertising the show.
Sorry.
The Murder of a Guide Dog.
That's awesome.
And we will... keep that show coming right through May 19th.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
You know, and then after the 19th, we'll undoubtedly do a show on how the event was.
Oh, yeah.
And what will come out of it. So.
Definitely.
A lot happening.
Oh, yeah.
With the day for Milton and a well-deserved day.
Yeah, he needs an angel.
All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo. Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all those who have perished at the hands of evildoers, we cherish them and salute them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight. Remind you about that. So put that into practice. Hey,
yeah,
we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And we thank Mr. Kennedy for his help. Islip Cleaners, another friend of ours who donates.
Nice.
Who else we got? Well, of course, Suffolk Bus Corp.
Yeah.
We thank Suffolk Bus Corp, who's gone all out for us all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And all of our good friends and the friends that are going to become good friends through this day for Milton.
Oh, yeah.
Who have already become good friends.
Yeah, we hit it good with this. It's going to keep going, I think.
Michelle and Tom, the owners of the Shelby's Kitchen. And let me get you that number. Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport. 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. I want to thank Ellie over there for helping promote the show. Ellie is the manager.
Oh, that's great.
All right. Shelby's
Who's
going to
be making the food anyway?
What?
Who's going to make the food? Shelby's
food.
Kitchen?
I haven't heard one word about food.
No food?
I haven't heard one. I don't care if we have food or not. It's a day for Milton.
Yeah, I know, but it would be nice if they...
That's all I
know. I know, just saying.
All right. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. And Inner Sight joining together for a day for Milton. I want to thank Mr. Baker for the hall, for donating the hall, for caring and loving Milton and remembering him by pictures and paw prints and what other replicas he has over there at the hall. We'll
That's
soon
great.
Find out. And he even named a beer after Milton.
Yeah, I know. That was the cutest thing.
All right. Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
And get the Able News ready. We'll have to run the Able News.
Yeah, I went
Able
off the page
News
a second.
At Inner Sight.
1 second. Okay, I'm going down. All right, here we go.
And you got to send Angela.
Who is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled? It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, we got to drop Angela an email tomorrow and let her know about this event.
Exactly.
You
I have the email.
She needs
I have her email.
A lot of advance notice.
Definitely. Hope she has a covers with a lot of reporters. You know?
Well, I want it for her.
Yeah,
the other reporters we can, notify in the right way, in the proper way, but we should drop her an email since we partner with her.
A lot, yeah.
On the show,
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Inner Sight. Open mic, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, pick your own subject, sound off about what you want. Live on the internet site. And anybody on the line?
Yes, we have Lorraine, I guess. I got to go back to that other screen.
All right, let's take a phone call.
Give me a second.
Lorraine wants to speak.
Yeah, here she is. Okay, here comes Lorraine. Come on. Okay. Hello, darling.
Hi, how are you two? How are you both?
I went to the eye doctor. Oh.
Oh, you did? Ah.
Yeah.
I have an appointment tomorrow myself.
Oh, for the eye doctor?
See Dr. Sturm, yeah.
Good luck.
For you?
He's in, let me see, I think it's 250 or 260 Oceanside, Long Island.
Oh, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
A little far. Yeah. Well, I have she did all the things next month. She wants to do a full battery of tests on me, the neurological stuff. I haven't been to her in 4 years. You believe that? It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She goes, you got to definitely keep an eye out on that eye. She gave me so many different, you know, things to help with the, you know, the eye. She listed them for me. And she gave me a low vision specialist and all that. She did some testing on my eyes, looked at it. She goes, oh, yeah, these are extremely dry. So she just, you know, gave me the formula for the, not formula, oh, goodness, what's the
name?
Did
she tell you what to eat and what not to eat for the eyes?
No.
No, that means she's not doing her job right.
Mm.
All right, inner sight. I wouldn't go to a doctor who didn't tell me that.
Yeah, well, I think lutein or something like that is good for the eyes. It's like it's a chemical. I can't remember the name of it, but it's not. It's a natural thing that you could find in certain foods that helps with the eye.
Mm-hmm.
What
I think
if
it's
I
called
just
lutein.
Did?
Yeah.
No,
sure,
I find
give you a
little
list
bit
of foods. Sorry, Lorraine.
Just go ahead.
No, you go.
You go, you're the guest, Lana.
Well, you know, I noticed that blueberries, any kind of berry that you eat is good for eyes, too, when you ingest them. Usually clear your vision up at least a little bit. And carrots, they say that carrots don't do anything. Carrots does. They do
He's
help.
Right
yes,
that's
they
good.
Do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And,
but there's so many other vegetables and things that help with the eye. She squeezed me in. She had a full office, and she took me in. I was like,
oh, she did.
Whoa.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, I mean, she
that's
didn't want to take any chances because she said to me, people could lose their eye that way.
You know why she had a full office,
eye.
Don't you?
Why?
Because everybody's afraid of going blind.
That's the truth.
Like,
that is.
Don't be afraid of the dark. God made the light and the dark.
That's right.
Yes, he did.
And yet people are so afraid of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, they are. I mean, I'm getting blurrier by the day. It's not, I don't know. She said to me I might have to, if the eyelid doesn't close by next month, she's going to have to do a little repair on it so it closes. So I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. I kept thinking in the back of my mind. I said,
well,
what
you
do
better
you think
call. You better contact Dr. Liu and find out what formula he has.
Yeah, for the eyes.
Because you said your eyelid was getting heavy. Maybe your eye is becoming a little heavy, you know, like the muscles of the eyelid they usually wear. Because I have a lazy eye. My right eye is lazy.
Yeah,
and my eyes have been
my
extremely
right eye is
dry.
Too.
Yeah. And my eyes have been very dry, so they give me preservative-free eye drops that I use in the vials instead of giving me the other
That's
drops.
That's what I have.
So, yeah, preservative-free. Okay.
She gave me that as a test, you know, the samples. And she said, try these out. If they're good, then just fill the prescription, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
at
it
the
was
bottom,
a gel.
At the bottom of your toes, and I bet you the doctor didn't tell you this, at the bottom of your toes, put your fingers
Yeah.
And feel how sensitive they are at the bottom of each toe. If you have trouble with your eyes, you have a lot of sensitivity there.
I do. You know why? I feel it when I have it in the shoe, and it gives me like a zinger. You know, like that's what I call it's like a lightning bolt of pain once in a while.
That should be worked on every day, a few minutes.
I could do that easily. I massage my feet
completely.
Doctors
don't tell you these things, man. They don't believe
in this
stuff.
No, they don't. No, I wash my feet and I do a massage on my feet with coconut oil. I got a lot of coconut oil sometimes.
You know how Jesus cured people with his hands?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what he did.
Yeah.
He knew the zones of the body that corresponded with the organs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he had perfect power, so it made a difference.
Yes, he did.
But we can still do it.
Yes, we can. Do you know where I saw they had frankincense, myrrh, and then the other thing was gold? So gold, I don't know how much will help right now, but the frankincense and the myrrh definitely might. I don't know.
Yeah, but these doctors don't believe in all this stuff, you know.
No, they don't. They don't believe in natural healing agents that were all the herbs and everything. They don't believe in it. No.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Need,
you know, some of them do, actually. Because one of my doctors...
They need to open up their mind. Excuse me. They need to open up their mind to start learning new stuff.
Yeah, they need to. Big time. You know, I had one doctor who started giving me, my neurologist, started giving me all different vitamins to help. And it's been helping, a lot of the vitamins that he did. He said, don't get the cyano form of the B vitamins. He said, get the methyl form, you know, that's just the group methyl group on that particular, say, vitamin B12 or vitamin, you know, what's the others? Oh, C and all that other stuff. Then the astragalus I'm taking oil of oregano, and I'm taking a full multivitamin, multimineral, and that's it. That's what I'm doing right now, and I'm taking Berg's turmeric.
Yeah, turmeric is very good for you. It's good for inflammation.
Turmeric is very good, yeah.
Yeah, I like it a lot. He has cinnamon and turmeric in the same gummy, and they make the gummies from extracts of fruit and vegetables.
Yes.
And it's all natural. That's what I like about it. A little more expensive.
It's worth it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, very much. Mm-hmm. When you get something made like that, you know.
Yes.
Then one of them I got, the astragalus and the oil of oregano, are from this one company. I'm not going to mention it because they're not paying advertising. But anyway, it comes from this one, you know, vitamin that I buy, and it looks really interesting because they have a capsule that looks like it, if it got wet, it would really melt fast, which is good and bad at the same time. Then you also have this particular, what is that thing called? It's like you have the capsule, and in it has essential oils. You could see the oil inside of the capsule. It was really interesting because I never saw anything like that. So if you have oil of oregano, the oil of oregano would be in this capsule, and you would take it astragalus the same way. You see the actual essential oil at the bottom of the capsule. It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, just make sure you can take a lot of that stuff together, you know. You gotta be careful.
Yeah.
I spread, well, this is what Dr. Zoo told me. He told me to separate it. He said, take your medicine and your vitamins separate. So that's what I'm getting now.
I need a probiotic.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Probiotics.
Yeah, you know why he told you that? Because the medicines that they give you interfere with the absorption of the vitamins.
That's right.
Why like that? If
my
sensor
for the diabetes, I can't take vitamin C at all.
If they give people vitamins, you know, and they're giving them all these harsh, poisonous medicines,
Mm-hmm.
That's going to kill the vitamins. It's going to interfere with the vitamins. See what they do to people?
It's separate. Yeah. There's some things I cannot take because they're not equal to what the medicine is providing for me. For example, I got to find something that I could just, I went to Berg's thing. It's more like the gland keeping it, maintaining it healthy. That's all that it is for. It's not replacing a cortisol that I'm missing, and that's why my adrenal gland has failed.
Well, that's why you need the right doctor. You shouldn't second guess that stuff. You need the right person who knows what they're doing.
Because I could become.
And
it's going to
help you with that. Because the right person, if they don't know the answer, they'll find it.
That's right.
That's what they'll do. That's the difference.
No, I'm actually finding a way to whittle down as much medicine as I can out of my medicine diet. Disgusting. But anyway, so, I mean, I went from 58 pills, which is crazy, all the way down now to, let's see, in the morning I have, still too much, but I got to work on it more. I tell the doctor and then I stop taking the medicine. But there's some that keep me alive, literally. If I don't take them, it won't be a pretty picture. You're going to have to use an emergency pen with cortisone in it because that's because the doctor kept me on cortisone for almost 10 years, and that's why my adrenal gland said, hell with you. You know, I'm not working.
That
that's
ruined your teeth, too.
That's right. My teeth are all broken.
And your eyes.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Oh, they checked the pressures. They were very good. I was surprised.
That's good. The pressure's good.
Yeah. It does go up when you have cortisone. So you got to be real careful watching your pressures, you know, while you're basically taking the cortisone. You have no choice.
Well, you should exercise your eyes every day.
And that's what I've been doing a lot. And that's what's getting it to come back. That's what she said,
sure,
keep doing.
Sure, you're stimulating the tears.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, no, it's too much.
You know, there
tears
was a doctor a while back, I remember, was in the news, and he had this formula, or he was working on it. The tears from your eyes could cure cancer. And then the FDA stopped.
Well, that's nothing. They want people to be sick.
Tears from your eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to be grandma of the Rascals and throw all my pills out the window one day. That'd be great.
Yeah, get rid of them.
I am. One day.
All right, in sight.
Flip them in the air. We have another caller, so I just want to let you know.
Yeah, get that tweet.
Okay, let me look.
That you sent. Let's see if it manifested
anything.
On the Milton boy.
Hold
May
on,
19th. Don't forget. At the Brewery Hall in Bellport.
I can't.
You know, we're
going to
have a great festivity for Milton, a day for Milton.
Yeah, definitely.
Number 14,
Station
Road over there.
Yeah. I'm getting back on this. Hold on, let me get there.
All right, you're going to get the...
Tweet, yeah.
The YouTube?
Give me a second. I have to... No, tweet.
Oh, the tweet.
Twitter, you told me to get Twitter.
Yeah, get the... Well, we don't have YouTube yet, but we will.
We will soon.
Yeah, I'm going to put up an account up in YouTube. In the next couple of days.
Yeah, then we could add everything to it. That'd be nice.
I wonder, can somebody, I don't know, because that day of that event coming up, you're going to need refreshments and things.
That's what I was telling Frank.
Yeah, you're going to need someone to cater out there.
Yeah.
For those couple of hours.
He thinks 5,000 people are
going
to come.
Well, let's not lose focus. It's what Michelle wants. Right.
No, yeah, that's true.
Talk to her about it. See what she wants. You know, and that's what I'm going to go with. You know, it's not for us to make decisions for her. That's happened to her.
No.
You know, inner sight won't have any part of that kind of a thing.
No.
That's not what she's saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
Because you're going to have people
speaking up there.
We're
going to have a meeting. You know, you're invited, Lorraine, of course. We're going to have a meeting, and we're going to see what the program's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Do you know what they have? I went and took a look at their website. They have these...
Who's they? Who's they?
The brewery.
Well, you didn't say that.
Well, I thought I did. I'm sorry. So then, yeah, the brewery.
Okay.
And they have little snacks, like. So I thought that to be cool and just put different snacks up. We got to approach her with it and see if she's okay with that.
Yes.
Well, that's why we're having the meeting.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
To find out what...
Not a big deal.
What you want to do?
Because you're going to get right now, which is really bad, you're going to get people drinking, and but if they're not eating, that's not a good mixture, Frank.
Who says people are going to drink?
Like
it's a brewery.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
I'm pretty sure nobody's going to be drinking no alcohol there. No, probably not. They're not going to be drinking no beers, nothing like that at that.
Oh, I know.
No. Mm-mm. No, not for that.
Let's see what the croupers want.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Right.
It's her birthday,
and then we take
too,
it from there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's up to Michelle and Tom what they want, what they feel is right for the day for Milton, you know? And then
yeah,
that's how
definitely.
It'll all fall into place, believe me.
I think it will. Yeah.
All right, Inside, how about that tweet?
I'm right here. Give me a second.
You got it?
I finally found it. So, okay. It's the tweet that says, at 9:30, that one on channel 20. Or which one we're talking about now?
No, the one you sent out about tomorrow night.
Yeah. Okay, then that's it. Hold on. That's the nursing home one then.
No. It's about Milton tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Okay. Let me get to it. I think it's
that's the one
down.
You told me you sent it out earlier today.
Yeah, I did, yes. I have two of them. One is about at 9:30 tonight on Channel 20 on Altice, which is local programming.
9:30 tonight? What? There's no show on 9:30 tonight of Inner Sight?
No, this is for tomorrow.
Well, read it correctly. You said tonight.
Well, that was when we had sent it the same night. You understand?
No, I don't understand. What
you mean?
What's the date on it?
The date is today in the morning.
That you sent it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, at 9:30 tonight, when we sent that original tweet, we sent it the day of. Okay? So, I didn't... Hold on. 9:30 on Channel 20 on Altice, which is a local
Thursday.
Program, Long Island, on Long Island. Inner Sight, Inc. presents The Murder of a Guide Dog. That was that one.
You put Thursday?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I didn't hear Thursday.
No. So then that's the 9:30 that we have slot. You know?
Thursday night
one.
You're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And here's the
other
what one.
What about tomorrow night? You told me that we had a big...
Yeah, we do. We still do. Let me see if...
A big following.
Yes.
For the first one.
Yes, we did.
I think you said it was 1,200.
Yep, 1,292 went up a little bit.
When was that one sent out?
Hold up. Originally, it was sent out 6 days ago, the same tweet that I
sent
out.
That was last week.
Right.
All right. Was that for Wednesday night?
I believe so. It was watching a site, The Murder of a Guide Dog, tonight, because we're sending these, don't forget, either the day of or the day
tonight,
no,
which means you had to send it on Wednesday.
Right, correct.
All right. Now, what about the one today?
That was this one. It said, watch in a sight, the murder of a guide dog. It says tonight, but I don't think I put tonight. I'm trying, this is the original one, but when I sent that out, that didn't have tonight. It just said, watch
in a sight.
What do
you mean it says tonight,
but
you don't think you put tonight? What? I don't understand what you're talking about. Did you say the show is on tonight?
No. No, I didn't even include tonight. The murder of a guard dog at
11 p.m. Read it the way it
was
written.
Sent. Okay,
read
watch.
Verbatim.
Yeah, watch Inner Sight, the murder of a guide dog at 11 p.m. Let's see, on MNN. Yeah. Click on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. That's the one with the big
following. But what night?
That was for that particular one is Wednesday night.
Yeah, but did you put that in there?
Yes, I did.
You didn't read it just now. Read it again.
Well, my eyes are all really messed up from
I know, so read it again.
Okay. Watch Inner Sight, the murder of a guide dog, and then at 11 p.m. on MNN, click on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. Okay, and then we finish with that. And then we've got May 19th, the day.
You didn't say Wednesday night. You didn't tell them when.
Okay, I'll just make sure I put that in.
You
got to
correct that.
I
maybe the
right away.
Maybe for the date. The date.
Maybe
the
I'll do that.
And the date. Yeah, put the date
and
the time with tonight.
You
got to
correct that. We're going to look like a bunch of jackasses.
Frank.
Please correct that.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, do it now.
Give me. I'll do it right now.
Yeah,
no. Oh, okay.
Wednesday night.
Do it right now. That's all. Yeah. That's the change.
That would be for Wednesday, February 22nd.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mhm.
You want me to put it that way?
Yeah.
That way. I don't mind. Okay. Hold on. Let me.
You gotta be very careful with this stuff. You know, this is important stuff, man.
I know it is. I know. But I did it after my eyes were really blurry. I'm sorry.
Well, you
got to
double check it then. I mean, even more so. You got to double, triple check it. Make sure you put it in there right.
And then the one for Thursday. And then the one for Thursday, if you want to watch, and people have to watch all teach, you have to date that too. Thursday.
Thursday
the 23rd at 9:30.
Well, let's get this Wednesday right first.
Yeah,
first. Exactly, and I'll do the other one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the 22nd, we said? What was the date?
Yeah, Wednesday. Wednesday, February 22nd.
Okay, so I'm going to write, let's see.
No, wait a minute. Well, Wednesday's the 23rd, isn't it?
No, today is Tuesday.
Tuesday 21, tomorrow is the 22nd. Yeah, he's right.
All right, let's make
okay,
sure
watch
we get the right
Inner Sight, the murder of a guide dog tonight. I'm sorry, not tonight. On Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday night. Okay. Murder of a guide
dog. February 22nd,
2023,
like that.
Wednesday, February.
Now people saw the other one, they're going to be looking for the damn thing
tonight.
No,
I'm going to say addendum. Addendum. That's all.
Make
Wednesday,
sure you correct it.
February 22nd. We're good with that. How did I do that? That is
you got crazy. A calendar? Double check that date.
Yeah, I am. No, tonight I have it on my thing. Tonight is the 21st. So tomorrow is the 22nd. Yeah. I just got to make sure I spell it.
All right. So do that.
On the 22nd at 11 o'clock. On MNN, click on the Spirit Channel, and then number 3. And then we have from there on, it says May 19th, 2023, a day for Milton in Belport, New York, at the Belport Brewery, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We did say the date, the May 19th date, so that's just the time. And then all questions, you know, any questions, call 631-224-3090.
All right, just put the right date in there for the show.
Yeah, I'm going to first put addendum,
so they know that it's a change.
Yeah, yeah, because like a correction.
Exactly. D-C-E.
All right, in a side open mic, and why don't you, you said we had another caller?
Yes, you do. Bear with me, and I want to do this one thing, make sure I send it out, okay?
All right. In the meantime, in listening to the news, you know, I heard a very interesting report tonight on these electric vehicles that everybody wants to put out, you know. And they were saying that because it's very hard to build electrical outlets for these vehicles, you know, where you can charge your
vehicle
and all that. They said because of the difficulty that they're running into, that it's going to set us back on climate health.
Of course it will.
You know, it's going to create a
more
bad climate situation. So you see right
it's
away.
It's going to be a bigger fingerprint.
Right away before you even start on this, you're causing trouble.
That's right. It's terrible.
And I knew this years ago when I first heard about it. I believed it, and I still do, that these electric cars are going to be a big problem.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
They are a big problem.
They
you
really
can't even
are,
hear them
man.
When they sneak up to you. You're like, oh, my God, there's a car there. Thank God you have a dog. I don't have a dog yet. You know?
I think it's going to be very dangerous for people.
It is, very.
If you go to start, it won't start because it has to be charged up.
Yeah. We have lovey drops waiting.
Oh, tonight's Tuesday, yeah. All right, did you fix that?
Yes.
Read it for you. Did you send it out?
I was about to. Addendum
Read it first. I want to make sure we got it right.
Yeah, addendum dash, watch in a site the murder of a guide dog on Wednesday, February 22nd. At 11 p.m. on MNN, click on the Spirit Channel.
MNN.org, isn't it?
That's what I said, yeah. MNN.org, click on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. And then we go into May 19, 2023, a day for Milton. Day for Milton in Belport, New York, at the Belport Brewery Hall. And then it says 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Any questions, call, and the phone number.
All right. Now, you should send that out twice tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow
that's
being
right.
Wednesday.
This is the second one today. So I'm going to change. Yeah. I'm going to send it now. E-D-D-E-N.
Well, make sure it goes.
Addendum.
All right.
I want to make sure I spell everything good.
We got Louis the Lip in the wings.
Yes, we do.
And he's going to fly.
He's going to fly for sure. All right, here we go.
All right, let's get Louie the Lip on it.
Yeah, let's
open
get him.
Mic.
Okay. Louie, here you come.
Hi there, Suzanne.
Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Yeah, hi, Frank Perino.
Hey, Louie.
Say hi to
Lorraine. Hello, Lorraine.
There you go.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, hi, I'm Louie Rivera.
There
yes.
Yeah.
The one
Louis the Lip.
Yeah.
Well, what are you talking about on public access about Guy Dog on Patsy's channel?
Yeah, we're talking about Milton, the dog,
the one who
that
got
died
killed
over the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the school.
Yeah.
You know,
your show is on Thursday at 9:30 on Altie's Public Access.
Thank you, Louie. Louie knows what's going on.
Altie's at 9:30 on Interside on Channel 20, Public Access.
Yeah, it'll be on again this week.
Yeah, it will be, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. So, my brother's birthday is on Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah.
Happy birthday.
What's your brother's
happy
name?
Birthday.
Tony, that's my brother.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Happy
birthday,
birthday
Tony.
To Tony.
Yeah. And my brother be 62 years old.
He's younger.
62?
Than
him. Hey, yep. Let me ask you something. Is he your twin brother?
Just a younger brother.
Oh, he's younger than you.
Younger.
I'm a middle. My sister's the oldest. I'm in the middle, and I'm my brother's last.
All right.
Hey, Louie, I got to ask you something now. Think about it. What do you think of electric cars?
Who?
Electric cars. You know, cars that run on electricity.
Yeah.
What do you think of them? Yeah.
I wish I could. Maybe I'm not right. I never ride on the electric car.
Probably a good thing.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either. Imagine.
Neither would I.
A guy's in the car, and there's a short, and he's sitting in
God.
A chair, and he's belted in. And isn't that like the electric chair?
I don't know, but it sort of sounds.
Oh, that's turning me on, Frank.
I wouldn't
trust that. The girls turn me on, Frank. That may be turn me on when I with the electric car.
I wouldn't trust
right
that.
On.
And what about in the middle of a hurricane or a fierce storm?
Oh,
that's
horrible.
All that water
scary.
Coming down at you.
But I think it's sealed.
Ooh.
I don't know how much it is sealed or isn't sealed. But I know
yeah, well,
a
let
lot
me tell
of
you something. Nothing is sealed from water.
Oh, I know that. Water is the most powerful thing. It moved the earth once.
I wouldn't trust
it. No, not even fire or anything like that.
Water and gasoline, the water will dilute the gasoline. But water and electric, you can have
no.
it.
No. You know what?
I know. I think they're making a big mistake.
Water
will
get into anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what happens to us? We were ready to ignite at any time. We were living in a hotel because the gasoline station on the corner leaked 75,000 gallons of gasoline under. Yeah, that's exactly right. There we go. Louis got his conga. Oh yeah, baby, I like that.
No, you know, no.
What? I can't like the beat.
What?
I can't like the drum beat.
Is it?
There you go. Thank you, Louie.
Yeah. Is that Lorraine? You hear that beat?
I hear it.
Yeah. What is that? What type of drum is that?
It's a Latin percussion. I got a low pitch, high pitch, and a small pitch.
Pitch. Well, that sounds good. Yeah.
I've been playing conga in 1968 and 69 when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's a Laka Cucaracha conga.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no,
cucaracha.
Send them back.
Cucaracha, mi cucaracha, la cucaracha.
It's like my daughter, she plays the African drums.
Oh, she does?
Yes,
that's
Shiana
cool.
can play African drums.
Suzanne, I can hardly hear you. Where'd you go? Get near the phone.
I'm right here.
Get the phone near you, because you can hardly hear you, that last comment.
Oh, okay. Is that better?
Closer to the phone.
I am. I'm on top of the speaker.
That's better now.
Yeah,
speaker?
Okay.
What? Oh, you don't have... That's why I couldn't hear you.
No. It wasn't... It's where the... I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
the speaker
wrong.
Phone?
The mic. The mic. No, I'm not on a speaker phone.
What
it's the mic?
Mic
area. On my phone. I have a little area where the mic is. You can feel it with your finger. It looks like it feels like a hole in the bottom.
Oh, gee.
It is. That's what. And then they call that the mic button. You know.
Hey, Louie, bring the drum on Friday.
It's right here. Not tonight.
No,
Friday night with the funnies. You know.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Give us a speech.
Frank.
Come on.
Hey, Frank, I was playing Machito 20 times.
Wow.
Oh, 40 times.
That's
a lot. Salabanga, la la toye, la pachanga. Yo lo papeyi, yo lo lope ya. Así, así. That's a good, good Latin beat to it.
Yeah,
for all our Spanish friends.
Yeah.
The Palladium Ballroom,
like
Chito and Rodriguez play, and Tito Puente played.
Mm-hmm. Chito Puente, I love him.
I love Chito Puente.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
he's got
Frank.
A nice beat going on.
Hey, Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Todo quiero más complicación, la vida la traicionó. Yo lo quería, ella me enseña a mí. Yo lo quería, ella lo enseña a mí. Eso, en la complicación, el lo tiene montuno, esta aplicación.
That's a nice song, man.
It is a nice
song. Hey,
can
Louis,
you
give us a rundown for Friday. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, my name is Lorraine. I'm Lorraine Carter, Ravenna, Madonna with Lorraine. Let's Friday, before you start laughing, not yet. Friday at 8 to 9 o'clock on a Friday is the Frolics. We'll have a lot of fun with the Swab and Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis.
Here we
and,
go.
The
Swab again.
The Swab, I'll make sure I go to the right bathroom with the ladies. We're going to shake glasses with Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis and Pat Cooper. I got the Swabs with me. And I make them tickle their fancy.
All right,
Lou.
Friday night.
All right.
And put yourself in there for doing the conga drum and
that's
bring
right.
your drum with you. Yeah. I love
Listen.
It.
To hear the little Latin flavor. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Latino flavor.
That's right.
All right, Lou.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yes,
hey,
Louis,
Suzanne, you're in my heart. I love you.
Oh, thank you, Louis. You're in mine, too. Be good.
You
okay?
too, Lorraine.
Thank you. You too. You're too kind.
That's cool.
Hey, Craig, go. Hey, put me on the inner side at your studio. I can wait till you
I
get
will.
Your studio back.
That would be really nice. Yeah.
We'll
Definitely.
Have you on there.
Oh, yeah. You're,
we'll let
you
know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I love you, Suzanne. You take care.
I love you, too, Lou. Be good. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Inner sight. Let me, before I make my final comment about the electric cars, let me remind you, Day for Milton, May 19th at the Bellport Brewery Hall. All right. Come on out, 11 to 2. Have a great time. Bring your puppy. Bring your dog. And invite all your friends. You don't. Oh, by the way, you don't need any money to get into
That's
this
true.
Event.
That's true.
All right? No money.
That's awesome.
You know? We'll have a canister. If anybody wants to make a donation to put money behind the petition. That's where the money will go. It'll say it right there on the canister. And you get a free gift for signing the petition.
That's
a home,
awesome.
A handmade bracelet with a replica or a charm that says Milton. We haven't decided
Aww.
Yet, but there'll be something on there
Aww.
To remind you of Milton.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So May 19th, and it's Michelle's birthday, by the way.
Yes.
This is the inner sight present to Michelle. This
it
day
is right. Yes.
Mhm.
All right. May 19th.
To celebrate both lives, Milton's life.
Yeah.
And Michelle's
14
celebration.
Yeah.
That's right. It's got to be
number,
happy.
Number
14. I know she might not feel happy.
what's that address again? 14 something.
Yeah.
Road.
14 Station.
Station.
Yeah, Station Road.
All right.
You have a zip code
Inner
for
sight.
Us that you can put it.
What?
Oh, I don't have it.
Wait a minute. What did you say, Lorraine?
She wants the zip code.
Zip code so people could put it in their GPS if some people are driving.
Yeah,
people
that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let me get
all
to
right.
it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't want to be in the middle of a storm.
Uh-oh.
And have to charge up my electric car with all that water coming down and that
nah, I wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
device, you know, the rechargeable battery thing or whatever they're going to call it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's dangerous, man.
Of course it is.
You know, water and electricity. I think
the only thing that they
playing with fire. Forget about it.
Yes, they are.
All right, be with you tomorrow night on the nursing home show. Inner Sight.
Yay!
Thank all our friends, our callers. Thank Louis, Lorraine, Suzanne, everybody, and we thank Milton, of course.
Yes.
And we look forward to that day, May 19th, a day for Milton. All right, don't forget tomorrow night the show, The Murder of a Guide Dog, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Click it on, and thank you so much. Inner Sight, goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank
good
you.
Night.
Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too, sweetie. Bye.
Okay. Mm-hmm.